I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. Duke Energy has agreed to remove about 5 million tons of coal ash in three massive dumps from the Buck Steam Station near Salisbury and recycle it for use in concrete. The agreement settles a federal lawsuit filed 2 years ago against Duke by the Southern Environmental Law Center on behalf of environmental groups. Yadkin Riverkeeper Will Scott represents one of those groups and says the deal guarantees Duke won't leave coal ash where it is in unlined pits near the river.
The legislature is going to let sites like Buck be downgraded and the ash be left in the ground in exchange for Duke running water to residents. And we didn't think that was a necessary compromise. We thought you could have both.
Duke denies its coal ash dumps have polluted nearby wells, but the company has been providing bottled water to residents near the plant. It's also working on bringing public water lines to the area. That's required by North Carolina's coal ash management law. The law also requires Duke to construct three coal ash recycling centers around the state. Buck is the first to be announced. Spokeswoman Paige Sheehan said the settlement makes business sense for Duke and permanently removes the ash.
We're doing it to comply with North Carolina's very strong coal ash policy, which really encourages more recycling of coal ash. It's the only way to make it go away and avoid permanent storage.
Sheehan said it could take Duke 2 years to obtain state permits and build a recycling facility.